The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
How are you, Rolien?
Can you believe it's Thursday already? I can't.
We were saying exactly the same thing here.
It's been such a long week. I could go to sleep and I think that as soon as I get home.
I give you permission, Kathy
Kayla.
Okay,
let's her go to sleep and we will talk about what's happening in Israel, Rolien. What are you going to tell me about the mayor of Frankfurt? What's he got to say for himself?
Well, he's in Israel at the moment, along with the special envoy on anti-Semitism from the United States, Ilan Carr. They're here at kind of a confab dealing with anti-Semitism. And one of the things, Eva Becker, who's the mayor of Frankfurt, she's a very, very good friend of Israel. In fact, he's part of the Alliance of Mayors Against Anti-Semitism, which was founded by himself, the mayor of Modi'in, Chaim Bibas, although I don't know how much BDS and anti-Semitism we deal with in Modi'in, and the mayor of Bell Harbor, which is part of Miami, Gabe Groisman. They founded Mayors Against Anti-Semitism. But Eva Becker, who is the only non-Jewish mayor of this trio of mayors, is a very, very outspoken advocate to support Israel, to fight BDS, and to stand against anti-Semitism. And it's extremely relevant because it comes with a backdrop of yesterday's shooting attack in Germany that killed 9 people. The perpetrator was a neo-Nazi, was extreme right-wing. He said he wanted to eliminate Israel and other Middle Eastern countries. He lumped both Muslim countries and Israel, the Jewish state, in with that. And it also comes at a time where Germany, the levels of anti-Semitism are rising to extremely, extremely worrying levels. Berlin is considered possibly the most anti-Semitic city in Europe as per a recent poll. And the German government announcing this week that they're going to have to tighten the laws on hate speech and the laws of how this is dealt with on social media. And many people say, yes, but you know, there's the freedom of speech and you can't sanction people. Well, we're now at a stage in our common history where unfortunately people don't know how to behave themselves, and the language has gone from legitimate criticism of Israeli policy that you may or may not agree with to now blatant anti-Semitism. And Uwe Becker is very concerned about that, and he's concerned particularly with what's happening in Germany.
That is interesting, Rolien, and it seems to me that the emphasis from the German state has been to look at anti-Semitism that has come from the left. They have not looked as hard at anti-Semitism coming from the right. And this seems to be the big shift at the moment.
Well, it is, because I think they thought, well, perhaps with the defeat of Nazism or National Socialism, and given Germany's history and the penalties that you can face in Germany for denying the Holocaust, for hate speech, that it had quelled that sect of society. But as we know, those of us who look very closely and study anti-Semitism, we know that somewhere in the middle, the far right and the far left meet. And then if we just hop across the channel to Ireland, we've had an issue in Ireland as well with a newly elected MP to the TSAC. Her name is Rita Cronin. She's part of Sinn Féin, and she's also been taken to task for anti-Semitic tweets. She hasn't been dismissed, and this I'm disappointed at, because some of her tweets include blaming Mossad for Corbyn's defeat during the elections towards the end of last year. He was defeated as the UK Labour Party leader because of issues surrounding anti-Semitism. But she's also been tweeting out accusations like Hitler was a pawn by the Rothschild banks, and Israel is worse than the Nazis. We've taken Nazism to a new low. And she compared a picture of monkeys playing behind computers in an office. She said, this is the Israeli embassy, or this looks like this could be the Israeli embassy. And she got like a slap on the wrist, but no firm dismissal, which is what we would hope somebody with the responsibility as being a lawmaker would have to face.
Well, Rolien, let's move on to the next story, which is a really interesting one. Apparently, the IDF's pioneering female tank unit is going to be deployed to protect the South. Who knew there was a female tank unit?
Well, can we just give a big whoop whoop to all the ladies out there driving tanks? I'm hoping they drive their tanks better than they drive their SUVs. I can say that I'm a lady driver in Israel. But yeah, we have now all female tank crews that the IDF will create this coming year, and their mission is specifically to defend the Egyptian and Jordanian borders with Israel against any intrusion by terror squads. Now, we've seen over the last couple of years in various units in the IDF, the female combat soldiers or female intelligence soldiers being the ones to actually catch some of these incoming terrorists. So they've certainly proven their mettle. And this division, which is going to be called the Spearpoint Division, I mean, it even has a really cool name, Spearpoint. They will be providing cover fire for the infantry in these kind of areas. And it's quite exceptional to see, and we're very proud that the IDF are pioneering this, and that we will see women taking more of a role in combat in the IDF. So I'm not going to say girl power, because I think this is like straight up woman power, ladies.
That's just interesting. Has there been any objection to that unit within Israel? Have certain sectors perhaps had issues with that?
Are you going to talk about women drivers?
Rolene's already gone there.
No, I'm just saying, Simon.
Not even a little bit.
Okay, just asking.
No, we're not going to talk about the women drivers, but what we are going to do.
Only outside Moishe's. Yeah, okay.
Is a quote from the spokesperson, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, who has said that we're not making any differentiation. He says we definitely need all of the qualified personnel that we can obtain, women included. We're going to be making no distinction between their capabilities and that of the men. And so far, so good. No objections from anybody. So we look forward to dealing or seeing the birth of the Spearpoint unit within the IDF. They will go under the IDF's 80th Division, which protects the southern borders with Egypt and Jordan, as well as the city of Eilat. They're not going to be going into the maneuvering armored brigades, but they will be protecting Israel's southern borders.
And
kol hakavod to them.
Yeah, quite amazing. I mean, Israel's has got women in combat. You know, you've got women who fly those F-15s and F-16s. You've got the Lions of Jordan. I mean, that's,
we've got
not
the Karakal. We've got a combat unit called the Karakal. So we really are an equal opportunity army, and army of the people, for the people. And just a reminder to those with questions out there, do members of minority communities serve? They absolutely do. Many of them volunteer. The conscription and on the volunteerism from the Arab community is significantly up. And while we understand that maybe there are objections to conscription, they certainly come out and volunteer.
Rolene, very quickly, a fourth Israeli apparently contracted coronavirus, taken off the Diamond Princess boat.
Well, as we speak, the Israelis who tested not positive or tested negative for coronavirus are on their way home. But we do have news breaking earlier today that we do have a fourth Israeli who has been infected by the virus. And this new infected Israeli will be held in quarantine along with three other Israeli civilians at a military hospital in Japan, just to keep them safe and hopefully get over the virus.
Absolutely, I'm into that. Rolene Mark, Shabbat Shalom to you. Thanks for everything this week, and look forward to chatting to you on Monday.
Shabbat Shalom, God bless, and may my English be better next week.